Hey, you guys, before we get the show started, a reminder that this show is funded in a very specific way now. And it's all homegrown. We do it ourselves. We don't rely on any third party for it. We don't kickstart this. We don't Patreon it. We have our own instant support system at theinstance.net. You go there, you click it, and you are presented with some rad options, including unique printed art every month from me and a cool card back from Garrett. All his Hearthstone experience, you know how cool that'll be. Plus, he's a great graphic artist. Anyway, that's just one of the levels. There are many more. We get bonus shows. There's all kind of digital rewards. And again, completely homegrown. We do it ourselves. And you can check it out at theinstance.net. I would also like to thank our friends over at doghousesystems.com, where if you use the code WOW, you can get a 250-gigabyte SSD drive, the fastest on the market, for free with your next system purchase. That's at doghousesystems.com. Doghouse Systems, they make rad rigs.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Instance. This is The Instance episode, I don't even know, 562 for Friday, June 21st, 2019. I'm Scott Johnson with Patrick Beja, Terpster, and, of course, Garrett Weinzerl. Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I thought you were talking to the audience.
You can all say it. You can all say hello.
We can all say
hello. We just all talk over each other immediately and blah, 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 yeah, voices and yeah. No one understands what
we're saying. World reinsurance!
It's good podcasting right there that I did.
Yeah.
I do that.
We even have someone calling for help in the background on from Garrett's place.
Yeah, no, and Terpster's place,
decided,
I think.
Terpster's.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Terpster?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Likely.
Well,
if there's people screaming, it's likely here.
Yeah.
I think my neighbors actually literally just moved out yesterday. I don't think there's anyone next to me.
Oh, okay, good.
Excellent.
Yeah, over there at Terpster's place, they have, you know, people are streaming and recording. And
they're all having fun creating content. Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm a millennial. Oh, look at me. I also am a millennial. But still, it's, it's fine.
Yeah.
How long is this show typically? Like 90 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Don't you guys love it when people contact you and say, Moy, it must be nice to only work for 90 minutes a day.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Isn't that your favorite thing to hear?
Yeah, they can bite me because it's a lot
exactly.
more than 90 minutes.
Because there's four of us, so I'm not even working for the full 90 minutes.
I mean,
people get the wrong impression. They then say, hey, can you come help me for 90 minutes? No.
Yeah.
I've got maybe 20 minutes in me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to go 90 minutes, guys. Yeah, it's too much.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Well, we're all back. We're all here. We got a show to do. We got stuff to talk about. And I'm going to do a little different today than we usually do because I have something to get off my chest. I think it's important. It's about Blizzard, it's about games, and it's about us as players, so here we go. I have a beef. Now, this is me airing my beef, which I know Terpster does every Wednesday.
Yeah,
at 3.
Exactly. But, you know, I've had to take it offline now because apparently it gets terms of service. It's like, come on, guys.
I know. It's Twitch getting pickier and pickier.
It's not lewd, it's art.
Sure.
Okay. And hygienic.
So here's the deal. Auto Chess is out for various platforms by various developers. Let me just lay this out. So the Auto Chess mod for Dota 2 was a big hit. The Chinese developers that made the mod said, hey, Blizzard, we don't, or sorry, hey, Valve, we don't want to do it with you. We're going to go do our own thing. So they took
Blizzard.
Off. Yeah.
Shove it, Blizz. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah. Basically. So they left.
You were told.
They left. They started a thing called literally Auto Chess. That app is out. That's a mobile thing. And I think coming to Epic. For the PC side, although I don't think it's out there yet. So that's a thing, and that's happening, and that's riding that wave. And then over here, you got Valve doing their own thing. So they launch originally sort of a tight little beta for people that bought into the international, and then they opened it up this week for Underlords. So Underlords is out, and it's not only out on PC, but it's out on Android and iOS. Then you got the guys over at Riot, who in a very quick turnaround time built their own version of this, because apparently they were super into it as well. So now... There is.
I can't wait until the rant actually starts. Like, this is the longest rant intro ever for anything.
Hold on. So I'm getting amazing. There. I'm getting
given
there.
The context.
So
you know what? I like it.
So Riot's got their, what's it called? Hardcore tactics or whatever it is. Hard cheese tactics. That's
Parmesan.
It. Something like that. Anyway, I watched a bunch of streams of that yesterday. Here's the thing. Now that's all happened.
What walkout?
It may be that. 200 people walk out and demand justice is the name of that game. No. So they got that going. And it occurred to me, and I'm trying to play them all, right? I'm giving them a shot going, all right, what's this? Okay, this is a genre thing. Garrett spoke very highly of the mod. I want to try this out, blah, blah, blah. Seems like the hot new thing. And obviously it is, because Valve, in record fashion, has a thing. Riot, who only has ever had one game, suddenly has a second game. And yes, it's heavily based on League of Legends, but it's still a thing. And all I can think about is, Blizzard, what are you doing? You literally have all of the assets for all of the characters that are all being used in these other games based on MOBAs that were ripped off from your world, and you don't have an answer to this. You don't have an answer. Like, where is my Blizzard version? It doesn't have to be mobile. Just give me... hell, give me a mod. Somebody in the StarCraft arcade is going to do this before they do it. Like, I don't even need this genre to blow up or be huge. I just need Blizzard to be more agile, because everybody else is like, bam, got it. Here's your thing. Go for it. They make millions on it. They iterate on it.
These are historically not agile companies. Valve, very slow, very laboring. I mean, Half-Life, when? You know, we still aren't, you know, getting, you know, games... and you know, Riot, again, and the same with Valve and the same with Blizzard, they're making games all the time. They just never meet their standards and they never put them out. But what we saw here was everyone realized, yeah, we got the assets, we got the gameplays down, it's tight, we can iterate on it. And Underlords from Valve is better than Auto Chess was as a mod. Like, they have improved when they've made it a standalone product. You know, it's something where Blizzard isn't fast moving, but Blizzard is very good at polishing. So one day I do anticipate we will get something in this genre using, and it will probably be part of Heroes. I don't think they'll make it a standalone, but it might be available, playable on mobile. But that would be a really useful way to use all of those Heroes assets and characters. And remembering, this is the game that started out as Blizzard Dota that was literally chess. Like, they had chess pieces as towers. They have all of these crazy assets already to put this together. Dean Alea on Hearthstone, he's playing a load of all of these anyway. He loves them and he's tweeting about them all the time and getting super excited about, you know, what these other companies are doing. There's passion and talent within Blizzard that could do this, but Blizzard cannot move fast.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we spoke about before. They just can't, with how they're set up and who they are and how they hold themselves to an impossible standard. It's like a really hot girl who won't go out with anyone anymore. And maybe she's not quite as hot as she thinks she was. You know, I don't know.
No, I think that's a pretty good comparison. But you had talked about that at length last week, and I listened to all of that, and it was true, and it rang true, and then we moved on. But it never came into more focus than it did this week for me after all this Auto Chess kerfuffle. Because it made me realize, yet again, there you are, just like with the whole MOBA thing, you're just kind of left holding the bag. Like, you got to be quicker about this stuff. And I'm not even saying, like, this may fizzle. I don't know. It may. That's the easy answer here to say, well, they don't know. But so what? Put it out, make a bunch of money, and let it fizzle. So what?
No, what?
Yes, what? Yes, Patrick, yes. Saying? Let me say this one last thing so I can clarify what I'm saying before you answer. I think that it would not hurt Blizzard at all to have some smaller stuff pumped out at a faster rate, even if those things turn out to be flash in the pan for the industry, whether it be something like Battle Royale or in this case Battle Chess. If it's even if it's ephemeral and not going to be here forever, there is nothing wrong with putting your skin in the game, making the better product, putting the Blizzard thing out there with all the assets
have. No, I have to stop you. I have to stop you there. You're assuming that would be the better product. That is the key issue. If they manage to put out, what you're saying is essentially just make the best game of every category coming out really quickly and just make all of them, or at least a few of them, make the best one, and it will be awesome. And of course, if they manage to make the best version of everything that came out and that was a little bit popular at a time, it would work great. But that's the issue. We can't guarantee that they would make the best version. And from everything we know about Blizzard, they need to take their time to polish. This is their strength. You're essentially asking Blizzard to not be Blizzard anymore.
I'm now saying that that's a weakness these days. It's a weakness.
I agree that I think they need to move faster than they have in the past. That I agree. The industry has changed. We've discussed it before. Yes, they should move faster. But when you're suggesting, oh, look, there's Battle Royale that's really hot, that there are already two immensely successful players in the industry. And look, there's Dota Underlords and the Auto Chess thing that is super popular as well. Well, you should do that too. There are already three or four players that are extremely popular.
No, there are now.
Popular and, well,
there are now, but there weren't 3 weeks ago when there was nothing.
You think a game takes 3 weeks to play?
No, that's my whole point. People at Blizzard, they had the exact same opportunity as all the other companies had. They had the same time frame to make something, and they could have done it just as quickly as Valve or anybody else.
Yeah, this is.
But I agree. Genuinely, they could have potentially done that in the
hindsight.
They had the time.
2020. As
everyone pivoted when Auto Chess came out on Dota. Everyone pivoted. Everyone said, "Holy crap! This is brilliant. This is a new genre," and that's why we're now seeing all these products come out now at the same time, because people realize they have to be the first mover for the real versions of these games.
Yeah, that's my only point. Now, Patrick, please finish.
I agree with both of you. The echo is back.
Patrick's getting that echo thing again. Yeah.
Am I echoing again?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mute when I mute you.
You're the only one not echoing.
Yeah. When I mute you, you don't echo. It goes away. So I think it's on your end. There he goes. Oh, he'll come back.
Well,
I think he'll come back.
He'll be back.
Okay. There he is. All right. Garrett, go ahead with what you were going to. Oh, it's there.
Oh, God.
Is it echoing again?
Yeah.
Yep.
Still doing it.
Yep.
Oh, my. Happening. All right, I guess I have to leave Discord. It's censorship, First Amendment. I am allowed to disagree with Scott. Okay, all right, I'll be back.
All right, so
come to America, then we can talk about First Amendment.
That's right.
So I totally get where Patrick is coming from, but I also get where you're coming from, Scott, and I think the point that got yelled over is that it seems worse now because we're looking at a company like Valve suddenly move very quickly. They are a company that was, in my mind, pretty similar to Blizzard. Echo keeps coming back.
Oh, did it come back? I have him muted. That's why I'm not hearing it.
When I'm not talking.
Yeah, it's doing... Okay. Oh, yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Garrett.
So, yeah, like I get why this is a lightning rod for you, Scott. Like, it makes sense to me. That you're looking at Valve being like, yeah, you basically moved at the speed of Blizzard, in some cases even worse. I mean, how many games has Valve actually released, especially in the last decade? Not very many, and I don't count hats. So,
but again, because they didn't have to. And Valve's kind of modus operandi was to hire game studios. So what they would do is Scott would come along and he would make a great game, and they would be like, this is fantastic. Come work for us. We will give you more money than you would ever make without us anyway, and unlimited resources, and you can use our IPs and all of this on our platform, and thusly Portal, Left 4 Dead, all of these great products start coming out from mod teams and development teams. And that's kind of how they made products.
Even that, like Left 4 Dead 2 is what? A decade ago?
No, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, and so these teams move on to other projects internally, and they never get released because of the ethos at the studio, whereby they hold themselves to a standard that they fail to reach internally. Valve is a flat structure to a point. I always describe it, it's kind of like communism, in that everyone has the right to say no. And if you can basically convince other people that something shouldn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Right.
So if someone's playing a game and they're like, yeah, it's, you know, it's okay. It's not really great though, is it? And then, oh no, I think it's really good. Convince me. Mm. You haven't convinced me. Do you convince this guy?
Yeah, no,
we're not doing this anymore. Mm. And that hampers these games. That's the problem with these companies. But for whatever reason, they've managed to get over that hump with Auto Chess, Underlords.
That's my main point. I'm not saying that the two companies are exactly the same. I'm just saying that they both move at a snail's pace.
They do, you know, but also...
You know, their structure is different. Yeah, this is the one time where, like... I've seen so many jokes about Auto Chess. Like, it's like, oh, this is great. Can't wait for Blizzard to make one in 5 years when it's no longer relevant. And it's like, it's a joke, but it's also so crushingly true.
Yeah. Like, with Heroes, like, genuinely, if you hold it up to Dota or League in terms of commercial success, not even close.
Yeah.
You know, it's not been a commercially successful product to their extent. As to has it paid for its development?
Late to market.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is, I feel like that's probably made them even kind of double down on their look. We're not gonna follow trends because we can't do that. We're too slow.
Well, you know, if that's the case, if that's what they've decided about themselves, then fine, and then I can live with it and I can move on from it. But if that's really what they're going to do, I think it's...
If they then release products, that's the problem, right? Is that we're in this weird in-between space where currently all of the products they've talked about releasing are remastered versions of products they've already released.
Yeah.
So it's like saying, hey, what we're really good at is polishing, and we can go back and polish our own stuff that was very well polished, and now it's going to be so polished, you won't believe how polished this polished product's going to be.
Yeah, they're polishing the polish.
And that's frustrating.
Yeah.
But we know from the leaks...
BlizzCon is coming up, though.
Exactly. And we know that, in theory, we're looking at Overwatch 2, whatever that's going to be. Mm-hmm. Diablo 4, whatever that's going to be. You know, there are new products on the horizon, and Blizzard is actually holding off announcing these till their show. You know, they're not just saying, like, okay, is this, are we good? Are we ready? Let's put it out. You know, they know they have this annual event that they want to make big and a big splash. So they may be already ready to talk about Diablo 4. Allegedly, they were kind of close to last BlizzCon. Mm. So it's just frustrating that we as a player base have to wait, and it feels even slower because we're waiting until this time for them to tell us about something. Mm. And then, oh, when are we going to get it? When's it going? You know, can we give any feedback?
Right.
You
know. And even in that case, a lot of it's leaked already, so we already kind of know. So it's a little bit of a letdown, but... You know, we don't know the minutiae or the details, but my biggest problem here isn't that Blizzard's tradition of high polish is a problem. It's obviously what makes them great. I will agree with Patrick on that 100%. But at this stage of the game, and at the rate the industry moves right now, this very well could be a billion-dollar subgenre that came out of nowhere that's going to take everybody by storm. And literally cut into their player base for Hearthstone and other things. I'm seeing all these Hearthstone players.
So is Battle Royale, though. So is Battle Royale.
Exactly. That's my point. That's exactly my point. So when
maybe that's what we're going to see with Overwatch 2.
Maybe
they're looking at Fortnite and they're like, we're not that far away in terms of aesthetic, in terms of age range. We probably reach higher, but maybe we can hit that younger audience as well.
Whoa. I frankly am offended that you think the aesthetics are even close. Overwatch is actually a good looking game.
I kind of agree. I can't stand how Fortnite
looks. It's stylized.
It's fine.
It's that sort of thing of like, if you were to do something and try and jump on something like that, mm-hmm. Blizzard can do it. I mean, let's not forget that CSGO actually had a Battle Royale-esque mode mm-hmm. that they released.
That's the problem,
a short while ago.
Blizzard has so much money and talent, they could do anything. How good it would be is a different story. And historically, you're saying, oh, the company has always moved super slow, so they should move really fast. I think there's a difference between saying they should pick up the pace a little bit because the industry demands it, and they should jump on these trends, which you're saying, oh, 3 weeks ago, it was, you know, it wasn't the big thing, but now it is.
Let me clarify that.
It takes a lot of time to make a game. Right. And I think the companies that are making them now had some sort of head start. When Auto Chess exploded and everyone realized it, Valve realized it a little bit before because they have the number of the mods, etc.
Let me clarify that because that's not actually true. What happened is the mod hits, the player base goes crazy. Part of that player base are people at Blizzard, people at Valve, people at Riot. They're all playing it. They're all losing their minds, and they all say, oh my gosh, we need to make this. Blizzard should have, with all the assets they have.
And they very well may have.
Maybe.
How many? Wait. When did it explode? Was it 6 months ago, AutoChess?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Six months ago. So 6 months ago, the companies that are already doing stuff had a head start because they had... you can't tell me they didn't have at least a little bit of a head start. Maybe they genuinely didn't.
Like, Valve were not trying to make this game. Valve were trying to hire the people who made this game. And after that didn't happen, that's when they were like, okay, well, I guess we make our own. And in that interim, Riot's making a version because they're like, this is great.
Yeah, I'm going to say that if that's true, that's like saying Riot had a head start, but they didn't, and they've got a game out. Like
exactly. And the reality is, though, is that Heroes has a team that potentially was scaled down too soon to be able to pivot and do this, because you've got to think that Heroes is the team that would be making this. It's the MOBA, porting their assets, should be working in their engine. Mm-hmm. You know, it could and should have been done, and it very well may have been done. You know, what we know, for example, with Overwatch, when that was announced, is Riot had an Overwatch game that they were making from other people from Titan that they were ready to kind of announce, but they were waiting to see what Blizzard did. And so then Blizzard announced Overwatch and they were like, all right, pack it up, boys. They've got this one. Move on to the next.
Yeah, you all keep saying, oh, they had a battle royale and they had an Overwatch and they had a thing. How many did we see? How many were good? And we saw what happened when they tried to go after the League of Legends crowd, and their game wasn't the best one ever. It's a very good third place. It's still, I'm sure, making some amount of money, but it's not the best game. It's also five years later.
It's five years later.
That's why we're talking about timing, sure, Patrick.
This is all about timing. All about timing for me. And if you're saying that Blizzard can only do things 5 years after a trend, that worked with World of Warcraft, because you can go 5 years after EverQuest and put out a thing.
I'm not saying 5 years, but I'm saying that 6 months is too early of a turnaround time to compete. I think they could have gotten started, but they worked slowly, and they would have gotten there, you know, in 6 months or in 9 months after Underlords and whatever the other companies are doing. And at that point, they would have been the third or fourth entrant in the genre, and that would have been too late.
Yeah, 100%
agree.
The game
might not have been as good as the others.
So you're saying
they should have been at least as fast as the others. I don't think that's realistic.
It may not be realistic. That's my point, though. If Blizzard has all the talent and the money in the world, they've got to figure out a way to do this better than they're doing it now. I mean, you already agreed that they're not as fast as they need to be for the way the industry is changing. And I would agree with that. I'm not saying I want to lose the polish.
From going faster and going as fast as the fastest people in the industry. I think that's a really tall order.
But that's what we're saying, is it's not the fastest people in the industry.
This is Riot and Valve.
These are companies that, again, historically have very high standards, don't release products.
To develop a full game?
Yes, because it's a very, very simple game that's built on existing assets. All of these are using existing assets. They're using their existing 3D models that they've made for their MOBAs. Blizzard has all of these things in place. It's a game design that's already fleshed out that just requires iteration around, hey, do we want to change where the interest is calculated from the beginning of the round or the end of the round? Where do we think is more interesting? Mm-hmm. It's the perfect place for Blizzard to come in and be Blizzard. And they've been beaten to the punch yet again. And that's fine if they're fine with that, if that's what the company is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing is Blizzard makes very, very expensive games.
Not necessarily. I'm sure they're going to have some less expensive games as well.
But that's the problem, is that not expensive for the players as much as for them. They spend so much. They have so much cost.
No, that's what I meant, of course.
Yeah, that I'm just saying, like, genuinely, I feel like they are just too apprehensive and too expensive to chase these things. Mm. And so I don't know if they tried this and if they'll pack it up and just be like, okay, that's fine. You know, we're not going to make enough market penetration. We're too slow with this. Let's move on. Or if they do genuinely think, look, I know that Scott will play this. I know there's lots of other players out there, you know, Heroes players who are like, yeah, I kind of want something like this with all my favorite characters in, you know, they could do it. They could still do this.
What is, What bothers me in your attitude here is that you're acting as if the only way out for Blizzard or way to do something good is to jump on trends and copy what others have been doing really quickly.
Not at all.
I think this is well, I mean, you're saying, oh, why aren't you doing this? You should be doing this, and it's irking you that they're not.
No, they should be doing both
things.
They
can do their own thing.
They should be doing both things. They should be able to in that company find a way to get agile development out the door on more projects more quickly. That includes some of these trends where they should, you know, you could argue this entire thing was in their backyard. It just went from MOBA to this now, and we're still missing the boat. They should be more agile on that type stuff, and they can be just as polishy as they want to on the big ones, the Diablo 4s of the world, the World of Warcrafts of the world.
Yeah.
They continue to be that Blizzard.
Well, I love that the answer to all of this is, well, they just have to do this. And the answer to every problem in everyone's history is, well, why didn't you fix it? And that's essentially what you're saying. I think it's more, I'm not saying they have to keep doing everything the way they've always done it, but you're just taking it too far. And you're just saying they should just do it without, you know, taking into account
I think the problem we have is that Blizzard isn't providing themselves the opportunities that they did before. Auto Chess was born out of Dota putting in player creation tools. Dota was born out of Blizzard releasing the maps editors and, you know, game editor for Warcraft 3. They've only now just done that with Overwatch, with the arena and arcade. That Blizzard doesn't allow itself with something like Heroes. Why isn't there a game editor in there? Why did they pull away from releasing their tools alongside their products? Is it a hubris, like arrogance around, you know, the belief that there is no need to share those tools or the power? You know, we've never had it with Warcraft. We were allowed to make add-ons, but we were never allowed to tinker with the game and create our own games within it. I just wonder, maybe if Blizzard had been a little bit more old school Blizzard, they could have birthed this genre inside their game, and then they could have invited them out to their studio and said, hey, should we make this a Blizzard game? They would have said no, and then Blizzard could have done exactly what Valve has done. Mm. It's just frustrating as a Blizzard fan to see them not do these things publicly, where other historically slow lumbering companies are now trying to keep up with putting out new product and trying to create good stuff. You know, I think the reason Scott's frustrated around this is because a Blizzard Auto Chess would actually be really good fun. To have that fun, but with characters, you know, I see Terrorblade come up. I'm like, that's Illidan, you know. Oh, look, hang on. Oh, you know, who's this guy? Oh, there's Malfurion. What's he called?
Tree Prophet or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Tree. Yeah, yeah. You know,
yeah, but it's, got all it's this- very surface. The reason you're, I mean, I understand why you're thinking all this, but when some people were going towards, you know, MOBAs, Blizzard was doing what, World of Warcraft and Diablo 3 and StarCraft 2, and maybe some of them weren't as successful as they... It's not like they weren't doing anything. I think a lot of that frustration is justifiably coming from the fact that they haven't released anything in a long time. And I understand that frustration. But I think it has more to do with the fact that, like, if Blizzard had released Diablo 4 last year and maybe another game... the year before, we wouldn't be having that conversation, right? Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not frustrated that Blizzard is not doing Battle Royale and Auto Chess. You're frustrated that Blizzard, again, as we've discussed before, has not released games in forever, and that is really frustrating.
Yeah,
but these are two separate issues.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Silicon and Synapse made Battle Chess, which was the original chess game
right.
on PC.
Right.
So Blizzard, like, that's their DNA. You've got to think, you know, whilst it has nothing to do with chess, Auto Chess, Blizzard could have done it.
Yeah.
They could have done it back then. They back, could, you know, 25
sure.
years ago.
They should have had 2D sprites on a thing.
Yeah.
But Patrick, just for, okay, so I think we probably agree more than we don't. I just, all I'm saying is in this particular case, they had all the assets, they have the engine, they have the everything. They don't have the team probably because they've gutted it. So that may be a huge part of this, and I don't know because I'm not in there. But I'm just saying, if there was a time for Blizzard to say, let's be first for this, or at least first after the mod, let's at least be toe-to-toe with these guys, this would have been the time to do it. on a trend that's probably going to make millions, if not billions of dollars for a bunch of people that isn't Blizzard. So I just think they missed a chance. They missed an opportunity.
I mean, we don't know that yet. It's possible, but we don't know that yet. You're assuming it's going
to
be.
No, I think it's safe to assume.
No one's stating a fact.
We're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, it's very safe to assume.
None of us are stating hard facts.
The concurrency of Auto Chess and already the hunger combined with the existing player base of Dota, I think Underlords is going to make Valve a lot of money. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a 25-man team. It's reasonably light and agile. I think, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Underlords over the next year. At the end of this first beta test, they're going into season one. They're going to introduce more characters and tribes, and it's going to only grow from there. You know, I would love this sort of game from the Blizzard universe. Now it's available on phones and tablets. Like, it is just the perfect pooping companion. You know, like, you know, my bowel movements are at least going to be 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes if I'm doing well. You know, I can't wait.
Yeah, I wish they had a company called, I mean, it's kind of what he alluded to last week, but I wish there was like a Blizzard Lightning, or I don't know what it is, but some kind of name. And it was just like a Blizzard division that was just pumping out stuff and letting us beta test and tweaking with ideas. And just, I want to see more of that. And the reason I want to see it is they're my favorite developer. They make my favorite games. They have my favorite roster of characters. And I don't want to spend time with Tree Profit. I want to spend time with cool characters where it all began, and it's theirs to make, and I want them to make it. And like, when all these games come out, I'm like, I'm going to play these. I'm excited about this new genre. This sounds cool. But I start playing, I'm like, I don't like any of these characters because they piss me off. They remind me of what Blizzard.
All right. So I'll say this. All of my, you know, shill defense of Blizzard that I spewed right now and that I'm completely artificially fabricating, I'm sure some people will think.
I can hear you playing Underlords. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I really hope that they announce cool things at BlizzCon, because if they don't, we are going to be like, I will start moving over to your side. I'll say, like, F it. At some point, you have to smell the issues and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Hope they announce cool stuff at BlizzCon.
We'll riot if they don't.
Last chance.
Garrett, any final thoughts on this? Since you're really probably the most prolific of the players, you've been playing it since the mod came out. So,
jeez, man, that's giving me a lot of credit. I would say probably T is, because he's actually been playing the last few weeks. Now, if you take a week off in these games, you're bad at them. They have been updating these games so frequently that when I like take a week off because the Xbox Game Pass is on PC now, and I've remembered that I love Forza, or, you know, I'm making a push in Hearthstone, I come back to Auto Chess and I'm terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big hypothetical, but yeah, like, you're right. Like, the history of Blizzard missing out on things that were built in their own backyard is long and storied. And for me, there's something about almost said Overwatch, about Auto Chess what that I'm looking at.
Other than
can I finish my thought, Patrick?
No, because I'm asking about that. Other than MOBAs. This is really far from MOBAs. You're saying there's a history. I agree with MOBAs, but
shooters. I mean, they're a little late with shooters. They're late with shooters.
Shooters weren't built in their own backyard.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you could look at some of the tower defense stuff and even some of the other party games. But I mean, the StarCraft II shipped with their game editor, mm-hmm. and nothing really massive came out of that. There were some fun sort of ship mini games, but nothing crazy. This is just, like I said, it's frustrating because it would be lovely to be that there's four big players rather than three. Mm. And it just feels like, you know, Blizzard is good at doing Blizzard stuff, but is there a way that they also could do these? Because it feels like the lessons of Hearthstone, of these smaller, agile, cheap teams working in Unity, you know, creating proof of concepts internally, is that how these incubators are working, or are they, you know, are they trying to use their own tech more? Are they building with bigger teams? It's obviously there's just a huge amount of stuff we don't know about the setup of Blizzard.
No. All right,
I feel I should apologize to Garrett because I spoke and then everyone started speaking and he didn't get to finish his thought. Yeah. Sorry,
Garrett. Continue, Garrett. Finish your thought, please.
I can't anymore.
You're probably like me, where I would have forgotten it by now. But anyway, that was what I had to get off my chest. I'm glad we could have
I feel so bad. I'm sorry, Garrett. I apologize. Please forgive me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he'll forgive you. But next time you guys have war, maybe we won't be so quick to come bail you out. How about that? Look, I brought World War II.
Rochambeau, baby. Yeah. Let's do it.
Shouldn't bring that up anyway. There's a lot of weird war things going on right now. Anyway, yeah, there it is. It's out there. It's a thing you can play on other platforms. None of it, which is Blizzard, and it'll annoy you if you're like me. If you're not like me and you think it's fine and you would rather Blizzard take 5 years to do it, then there you go. They'll take their time, and maybe this will never happen. But you know what's probably going to happen? And I meant this when I said it. Just one of these days, we're going to fire up StarCraft II, and we're going to look in the arcade, and someone's made it, and it will be good. And maybe that's all they care about.
I haven't been in there in forever. I would assume there's already 7 of them.
Probably,
and the
right?
problem is it's not as accessible. What makes Underlords really interesting is it's Valve making a full-featured mobile game that is cross-platform playable with PC players, that all of a sudden you have a huge player base, very quick queue times. It's a very kind of asynchronous game in its design anyway. It feels like forever we've been asking, when are mobile games going to be just games? When are we going to have to stop prefixing them with, oh yeah, but it's a mobile game? Yeah. You know, this is starting, you know, Hearthstone, is that a mobile game or is that just a game? The vast majority of the player base play on mobile because mobiles are so prolific. Everyone has one. And the number of actual good quality game experiences on mobile are very, very small. So now we have another one to put in there in the shape of Underlords. Mm-hmm. And if they can look at the success that Hearthstone's had and build on that model and take it further, I think, again, that you could see this generating more revenue than Hearthstone has had. And that, again, is frustrating in terms of, you know, we just want our favorite game developer to be making big, successful, popular games that are making loads more money, keeping all these great guys employed, you know, and they're all working on games they love. And, you know, it's just,
Watching all these Hearthstone streamers playing auto chess instead of Hearthstone is kind of bumming me out, too. It's just bumming me out.
I think I fixed the echo.
It's still there.
Oh, cool.
I still hear it.
Oh, it's still there.
Yep, still there.
I'll just say... oh, this might have fixed the echo.
Oh, yeah, I don't hear it now.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Okay, you've done it.
Cool. Yeah.
I
had my reverb on.
Blizzard is going to announce Blizzard Auto Chess in like 2 weeks. I'm going to be so mad.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be really mad.
If they did, it would be still enough time. Like, I think now there's still a window here. I'm just... I don't want my personal wishes to overrun anybody else's or even Blizzard's. I just play these other ones. I see it on my phone and I just go, that's not right. Like, that should be Blizzard and it should be all those heroes are done. There, we have a billion skins for them already and everything. Like, we can just do these. We're done. There's your game. It's just a few scripting deals. It's not that hard. Like, it really isn't. They put more work every month into their events for heroes, even with their limited team now, than they do for something like this. It just wouldn't take that much. Anyway, it's not, obviously, it's not the end of the world. We may never see it. We may see it. I don't know, but it bummed me out. That's all. Because Blizzard, I love Blizzard. I want all things to be like Blizzard games. And Patrick may say, well, then that's going to take 5 years and extra polish. Well, maybe that's true. You know, I don't know. But it still bugs me.
That's not what I said.
Well, you know what I mean. The reason I love Blizzard so much is because of what you described. Like that, the reason we all hold them in such esteem is because the old Blizzard way was so great. But it's so... It's antithetical to the way games are being built now, and I worry for them, and I worry for us, and I worry for everyone.
Hopefully we get Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2 and everyone goes crazy this BlizzCon and all of this concern will be a thing of the past.
It very well could be,
and a couple of mobile games, you know, on top just to sweeten the pot.
Yeah,
which won't be sweet.
I swear I'm hearing like a Mortal Kombat game going. What am I hearing? Where is that? Is that
Patrick's got some crazy game going on? Yeah,
I don't know what
he's
that
like,
is.
Oh, Rumbled. But I think maybe again, Blizzard being Blizzard, maybe they have an auto chess and it's coming at BlizzCon.
Yeah,
you know, and they're just holding off till then, and that just seems madness if they did. But I don't know. Again,
Yeah,
such is life.
Have more stuff during the year. Don't wait, save it all for BlizzCon, because then you miss all these. I don't know. You miss a chance to grab people. It's going to be too late. A year from now, it's all too late. If you don't have something in this genre, you'll skip this one, move on to the next one, whatever that evolves into and takes the world by storm. Maybe that one they'll jump on. I don't know. Or maybe they just need, give us the next big thing to take the world by storm. I don't know if it's another Diablo or not. I mean, I want Diablo, but.
But how do you want Diablo? Like, is Diablo 4 going to be Diablo 3, but different levels?
Do you have a mobile phone, Scott?
Yeah.
You do. I have good news for you.
Because that's the thing. It is like, how do you want your Diablo 4 to be?
Yeah.
Because there's a very real possibility that Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2 suck. And that's the life we have.
Yeah.
You know, because if they come out and they're like, yeah, we're making Diablo 4 and it's going to be a, you know, an action, it's going to be Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, that's, but that's not what I want.
Yeah.
I want kind of Path of Exile, but Diablo.
Mm-hmm. Well, Garrett, you're saying?
Because I feel like I've been defending you. So to maybe add a little defense on the Patrick side of this discussion, have you read, it's older now, it came out in 2016. It's a Polygon article by Patrick Stafford called StarCraft Ghost, What Went Wrong? Have you read that?
No, I have not. I wouldn't mind reading that.
It's a long piece, and it is wildly fascinating. And it talks to a lot of different people who were directly involved with the StarCraft Ghost project, and pretty much surmise a very long, very well-written article, pretty much puts forward that the reason StarCraft Ghosts never made it out was because they endlessly chased trends with this game. That it went from being a Splinter Cell clone to being a Halo clone to being whatever else was coming out next week. And it's a really, really fascinating peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, I'll have to read through it, and that may shed a lot of light onto why they maybe don't do these things now, or whatever. I just wish wherever they found the fun, they would just then make a video game. You know, it doesn't have to be every trend or evolve to say, oh no, now there's a Halo. We should be like Halo. Like, I wish they wouldn't do that.
But it's when you hold yourself to this impossible high standard of being best in genre. Blizzard doesn't want to be
what you just said.
Category.
You just said, oh, now there's a battle royale, and now there's a auto chess. Do that. That's what you just said.
But exactly, and that's what they should be doing. And then they should be looking at this point and saying, like, is ours any good? Yes, no. Okay, no. Do we think we can get it good in the next 6 months? No. Well, then let's just get rid of it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what's happened. Yeah. I would just hope that they have attempted, and I hope that they are still striving to create new products that we can enjoy outside of the big four.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Someone says Apex Legends. Patrick's got an echo again.
What?
Yeah, it's happening.
That is impossible.
It's possible. Okay. It's so possible it's happening. Apex Legends was a good example, says the only K, though, in the chat room, says somebody late to the party but had a good run at making their own space in the genre, and they said, we made this game because it was fun, but I would actually argue it was still a little late to the game because it really hasn't gotten close to toppling or, you know, maybe that's not their goal.
They had a really good start, but they didn't manage to follow up quickly enough.
Yeah. And
to capitalize on that momentum.
Yeah.
And they did kind of pay for that good start.
Yeah. A little bit.
Well,
right?
Actually, at the same time, their big start as well kind of came out of, you know, EA was going to cancel Apex. They thought that Anthem was the going to be the game to take them forwards. And so, actually, the kind of it coming out of nowhere and everyone being like, wow, I never even heard of that, was literally because it was like, okay, well, it's go, no go. Either we cancel this or we release it.
Yeah.
You know, and they chose to release it. And it did really well. Made a lot of money very quickly, but they just didn't have the content behind it, which is probably the reason why they would have liked to have held off a bit, had a bit of a burn in the market towards it, and then release it. But, you know, again, reality and dreams very rarely coincide.
Yeah. This industry's weird, man. I mean, we all know what we want, but what goes on to, like, make these decisions and these sort of million-dollar risks? It's not easy. And I don't want to paint any of this like it's easy. I think it'd be cool. Blizzard built up part of their company to handle the more agile approach to what's happening in gaming so that the rest of Blizzard can continue to take the slow road on the big polished projects. I think the two things can coincide. They don't have to be. They're not mutually exclusive.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. Now we can talk about World of Warcraft. Because literally Tuesday, we're getting Rise of Ashara. The old water bitch is... I don't know why I call it the water bitch. The old lady down in the lake there, the deep sea queen, is going to finally raise her ugly head and kick some ass.
Oh, I'd be honest. Can you just not remember her name?
I can't. It's just Ashara, right? Or
okay, exactly. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
No, she. So that's all happening. We got a trailer for it, and it showed off a lot of stuff we already knew. I thought it might be fun to just kind of go through what we know is coming, and if we have any kind of things we're looking to or looking forward to in particular. Garrett very nicely went and chunked all this out into nice digestible pieces, so we'll just kind of go through them.
There's so much. There's so much to that's coming in with this patch. I mean, it's not all going to be here on Tuesday, but there's just
mount
so
equipment
many things.
Is that your hot
mount
thing?
Equipment is mount your equipment. Favorite?
Meat?
That's what you're the
mount
most excited for?
Equipment. Mount equipment.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
All right.
Here are
don't need to be friends with Nat Pagel. you can finally use whatever mount you want, guys.
I'm gonna go ahead and read what those mount equipment items will do so that people can see why you are excited and so on.
So for example, the Water Strider currently from Nat Pagel in Mists allows you to mount and run across water.
Yeah.
That's being removed with mount equipment, and instead you'll be mailed a water walking mount equipment that you can then apply to any mount. Mm. And equally, enchanters, tailors, leather workers all make mount equipment that will allow you to have, currently we have mounts with utility, and you can basically apply that utility to any cosmetic mount. So you don't have to have the sky golem to harvest flowers while you're mounted.
Right.
You can just apply the equipment to the mount you want to use and have a bit more freedom. And so for people with hundreds of mounts, this is a great thing. This is an incredible thing.
And you could still go, I assume that you could use the random mount icon and get whatever mount you want and have that just automatically take on whatever thing you have. Or I guess we don't know that.
I do not believe that is the case.
I don't think so. I think you apply the equipment to the mount. Because the idea is you're creating consumables for trade skills to build,
right,
kind of like Mithril Spurs or something in Classic,
right,
you know, where you apply it to a piece of kit. But yeah, you can still use the Strider. Sorry, Josh is saying in chat, but you, I don't think you, you, I think you have to re-equip because they're going to mail us water walking.
Mm. Yes.
And then
if you have the
there.
Strider, you're going to get water walking in your mailbox.
But does it keep it? Is it have it anyway?
No. It's
so it's no longer has it, but then you can put it on whatever. Okay.
You can put it on.
Oh, no, she said it's on both versions.
Oh, interesting.
I trust her more than me, so, yeah.
All right.
But anyway,
Jocelyn,
so it's giving you stuff,
speaks.
And so you can do stuff.
Okay, so you got more speed, days prevention, parachute, water walking. We talked about all that. But it is also in my top five things I'm excited about. For sure.
Number one, baby. This number one. Mega number dungeon, one. Not fast. Come on.
This unlocks at level 100 for all characters, regardless of level. It doesn't make sense. I guess that means it's retroactive to all your other characters. Mount equipment can be crafted by enchanters, tailors, and leather workers and can be listed in the auction house for purchase directly from artisans themselves, or you can do a trade with somebody. Players that already have Water Strider mounts should check their mailbox for the free piece, as Garrett mentioned. So that's a big one. Garrett, what are you stoked about in this list? I mean, we could just go through it, but it's huge.
Pretty much everything. Like, I can't wait to fly because I am sick to death of walking around. But I am most excited for Operation Mechagon because the return to Karazhan last expansion was my favorite thing of all of Legion, of all of what was already an incredible expansion. And I'm really excited that they're doing another mega dungeon.
Yeah, that should be awesome. I'm looking.
Even though I still haven't put a group together yet, I think I might be doing something with Jason from the starting zone. But I have nothing. I have no plans finalized. But yeah. I need to figure it out because I got to do this content.
What's the? It's a 5-man minimum, right? Or can it be more? I can't
remember. It's a 5-man, but there's 8 bosses like a raid, just like Karazhan when it launched, and it's mythic only, so it's very high difficulty.
Right.
Way more bosses than a standard 5-man. It's essentially like I look at it as a 5-man raid is how I've always.
I had it in my head that the last mega dungeon let you have more than 5 people, but I guess that's just not the case. I just had that in my head.
That is not the case.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. There's never officially been one, I don't think.
Event. No, there was. It was Karazhan last expansion.
Yeah. Oh, is that called a mega dungeon though?
Yeah. The one with the twisty rooms and the redone everything and all that. That was
Yeah.
Fair enough. And then eventually, at launch, you're going to have to go in with a pre-made and do it, but eventually it'll be added to the Dungeon Finder split up.
Right. For me, it's probably the two new zones, in particular Mechagon. I think that place sings to me. It's everything I like about what the goblins and the gnomes unfortunately are up to. In this case, gnome entirely, but I just like the gadget stuff that's in this game. But I also like this bend toward kind of a apocalyptic looking Mad Max kind of deal over there. So that seems cool. Seems like it's my brand. But I mean, you can't ignore the big one, right? It's got to be the freaking necklace piece is finally cool. Maybe like we might actually like Azerite again. We're making Azerite great again, maybe. And that could be cool.
It would have had to have been great in the first place for that statement to be accurate, but
interesting.
It's fine. I don't think, like, it's not great, especially when you compare it to artifacts, but it's like, it's fine.
Hey guys, do you remember glyphs? Mm-hmm. We're bringing glyphs back.
It's basically, it is glyphs, yeah, basically, like, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, basically.
It's fine. I like glyphs. I don't care if they rename glyphs.
It's fine. Glyphs were fine. I like glyphs. Glyphs were fine. I mean, there are worse things, there are worse ways to handle this, like how it was being handled up till now. So maybe this is just an improvement no matter what. And I guess I'm excited because I want to feel like I'm making progress again, because right now I'm feeling very stalled out. In fact, I have a really hard time playing World of Warcraft at the moment, partly because this patch is looming, and why would I, want to get in there and do too much?
Because it's alto clock, Scott. Yeah. This weekend when you're bored, work on an alt.
All right, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. I've been making a necromancer in ESO, and he's cool. So I'm not, I know I'm sleeping with the enemy a little bit here, but he's badass.
Yeah. I dipped my toe into ESO for the first time last week.
Yeah. What'd you think of it there?
It's like playing Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
It's like playing an Elder Scrolls game and just having to have other people running
around.
That's
what I like about it. And
it's kind of cool, man.
It's pretty good.
I wish I had more hours.
Right.
I could play it.
That's why I can only play one or the other at any given time, or else there's no way I'm playing both at the same time. But, it'll all be WoW from Tuesday on next week, and that's how it'll be. But for right now, I'm a necromancer who can make a skeleton rise out of the ground and then rush to my target and explode. That's badass. Anyway.
Wow. But if you're an engineer, come 8-2, you can make the new Blingtron 7000, which is 1,000 better than the current Blingtron 6000. So,
I don't know.
Let's not just still talk about innovations all the time, because Blizzard's still packing it, boom, we got this.
And they were very quick to make it. They were very agile in their development of that.
Turn it around.
I mean, when you put it like that, we're also getting two new zones, a raid, a dungeon that's basically a raid, flying, more quests.
Yep.
This is all true. Artifact Rough might actually be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It kind of feels like, often with the kind of less enthusiastic expansions, they do get kind of good at the end. Like if you look at Cataclysm, some people are like, oh man, Cataclysm. And then you're like Dragon Soul. Like there were some good moments in Cataclysm. There's some really good stuff.
I'm so glad you brought up Dragon Soul, because for some reason I was thinking about it earlier this week. I think it came up in conversation. And I was just like, oh my God, I have a really fond memory of Cataclysm. Because like when I think of Cataclysm as a whole, I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it also came at a point in my life where like I was moving and things were nuts and I didn't get to play WoW as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And but man, Dragon Soul was incredible.
Yeah.
But I feel like Battle for Azeroth is gonna hit its stride with 8-2 and going into 8-3. I feel like this is a fantastic time to come back to the game. Heart of Azeroth levels are constantly shrinking, so that it's not, you've got to get up to 50 currently. You can do it. It's not that hard.
And in this patch, they're going to bump you up to 35 once you go and unlock essences.
There you go. So straight up, nice catch up. Mm-hmm. It's just like you can kind of come back and be like, oh, okay, I've missed, a few months, maybe six. It's okay. I can jump in. I can do this. And I feel like it's only hopefully going to continue on. They've got some great content planned. It's just that whole thing about Ian was chatting. Did you see his 40-minute long video.
Yeah, that thing was gesticulating.
I started to watch it and got bored, so instead I watched Taliesin explain it to me.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's a good way of doing it. Yeah, holy moly.
It was fine. I like listening to Ian. I like his energy.
Good, it's good, and it's good. It's, they're talking.
It was dry, man. It was real dry.
You know, maybe some flashing lights or like a, you know, here's some zone art. Have a look at this.
Yeah.
He's it
was very gesticulating, though. He's got,
I imagine when he
going.
Said to them, yeah, I can do it in one take, they thought, okay, this is going to be quick. Yeah. No.
It's part of what I love. Chapman says he's so awkward, but Joss says, but that's what I find endearing about him. I think he is just my kind of nerd.
Yeah, no, this isn't a dig at Ian. Like, I like the way the dude talks, but with like no visual aids, like I don't really want to watch just anyone just sit there and talk, although I guess that's essentially what Taliesin
is what we do every single week as well. But
most people put us in their ears while they're doing other activities.
The worst people are watching us do it. The people at home are, you know, they can make up what we look
if
like.
If they put us in their ears, do I put me in my mouth?
You're always in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know you've been working guys, out, Tripster, but I didn't even know you've become
It's still
that
the goal. It's still the goal. I'm going to...
That's fantastic.
I can't. I haven't got the range.
I need to go, guys. I'm really sorry to interrupt this lovely conversation. I have two things to say before I leave.
All right.
First of all, I figured out the echo thing. I was fiddling with the playback, and I needed to fiddle with the recording, which was really dumb of me. I knew it. I was okay. And the second thing is, it was Overwatch you were hearing in the background. I'm really disappointed no one caught it.
Well, it's a lot.
And
like
the third thing of the two things is, I would like to apologize again formally to Garrett for interrupting earlier in the show. I feel really bad.
You shouldn't feel bad. Have a fantastic weekend, dude. Stay out of trouble. See you later. All right, he's gone. And
he's gone, I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, my God, I can't believe he interrupted you like that.
It's just the worst, right? Thing.
It's
so
bad. All right, I got to fix the screen now, but that's okay. Anyway, sorry, what was somebody saying before he had to leave? I forgot.
We were talking about Ian's video.
So class pruning and the potential reintroduction of niche abilities. I think, you know, there could be some really cool stuff coming.
They could be.
I feel like the Blizzard team, the team two at Blizzard for WoW, has really done a good job over the past couple of weeks in terms of getting me excited about World of Warcraft, the retail experience once again.
Oh, the retail experience.
Classic, I've been getting very excited, been playing a lot of. I'm thinking like, okay, Classic, that's cute. You sit down for a while. I'll wait till August now. Now I'm on you. Okay,
this is think my WoW habit's gonna be like when Classic's from here on out. Or somebody finally sends me a beta invite. That I'm gonna be jumping between the two as updates come out.
I feel like I feel like I'm coming around. I know what my problem is. It's beta. I don't want to play beta. I just want to play that. I want to play vanilla again, and I want to do it when it's out and my progression is saved and I'm not wiping servers and character. I just need to have that finished. 100%. Like, let's go. Because it's too big and too crazy and too gnarly to not. Like, now betas are even hard for me, even in modern or retail WoW, or whatever they're going to call it, because I feel like the same thing, except it's even worse with vanilla. Because vanilla, you really grind that stuff out. And I want that to stay, not be ephemeral and leave and poof when it comes out. So I'll be honest,
I really only want to be in the beta for like when there's stress tests and big events, because it's just fun to get in there and see an obscene amount of people running around in starting zones. I'm totally with you. I've always been the same way when it comes to testing things, especially in World of Warcraft. I think the last beta I truly got in and played a ton of was Lich King, and it was just because I could not wait to see Northrend. I couldn't help myself. But basically, since then, even though I've been in every WoW beta except for Classic up until this point, I've almost avoided them entirely. If there's a new race, I may go in and see what they look like, playing around with it a little bit. If there's some major class changes and they let me, you know, have a boosted character, I'll go in and play around with that. But other than that, I just avoid it entirely because of these are grindy games. And for me, when I've already done the grind once, it makes it less likely that I'm going to want to push through a second time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, the state of retail is proof that they've spent the last 14 years trying to make a game more approachable and eliminate a lot of the things that we're now going to get into again on purpose with Classic. And we are now conditioned to want that stuff to stay. Like, I can't disappear. So I'm kind of done. I may hop in for stress test this next one, which is going out to every sub of WoW.
Yeah, it's live now, I think.
Is it?
You can just jump in. Yeah.
Okay, I may check that out.
Yeah, I've been unable to get into that. I have it installed, and it just says you can't play this right now. Like, I hover over play, and it's grayed out.
Like, right now it's doing that to you?
I'm pulling up right now just to make sure I'm not lying to y'all. But, all right, hovering, I'm going to select beta World of Warcraft Classic. Play is grayed out. You can't play World of Warcraft Classic yet.
Wow. Isn't it called a stress test on the drop-down?
Used to. With the most recent Battle.net update, that disappeared.
Mm.
Okay.
Weird. Well, yeah, you're right. It did. It's off mine, too. All right.
Although now I have in live one that just says World of Warcraft Classic. Is that
so
now?
So try that one. Yeah. Server? There you go. That's probably
not
what they're testing.
But beta is.
Yeah.
What did they do to me?
What's happening?
Yeah. It's all weird. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there it is. World of Warcraft Classic, beta Warcraft Classic.
That's fine. It's only a few gigabytes.
So I was in the last
today
stress
today is
test.
Easy.
They changed the. Okay, chatroom's saying that's a stress test, but I was in the last one and I never uninstalled it. So what the hell did they do?
Yeah, it's weird.
They changed it over. They're testing now. How stressful is it to reinstall this game again? Pretty stressful, I'll be honest with you.
It's only 420 megabytes, which is hilarious
to
see.
Yeah, so small. Yeah, it's weird.
No, it's bigger than that. That's the first bit.
Well, the first install, the whole thing is 4 gig, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Which is still.
Because that's the thing I remember, it came on, like, was it 6 CDs?
Mm hmm. Yeah, I still have those somewhere. I still have those in
it's
a pile somewhere.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Six
scratched up, didn't
I? I think there were 2 DVDs, 6 CDs. If you have the DVD ROM,
that
time.
Was it, wasn't it? Yeah.
And that was the hot thing.
I said
thing.
480, and the second I hit install, it jumped to 4.8 gigs.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing because there's a lot of content.
Yeah, plus they were
back in the day.
Plus they were bad at that sort of stuff in 2004. So it's nice to see them being bad at it now. And also
a streaming client.
That's my question. Will this? Will we go through a phase with vanilla where they do where patches are distributed via BitTorrent so that if you don't get it on day one when all the seeds are out there, then you're screwed because it takes forever a week later? Like, that would be fascinating. I doubt they're going to do that, but that would be great if we could go back to those heady days of let's distribute patches via freaking BitTorrent because it was terrible. Oh, my gosh, it was bad. Whew. We're not going to get that, vanilla folks. All right. There's a lot to do Tuesday. Go look it up. We're not detailing everything, obviously. Instead, we're jumping
go
right
back
to this.
And listen to the past.
Yeah, listen to the past.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
All right, we're going to do a couple of quick emails here at the tail end of the show. This one from Ray Hargis, who wrote in about a WoW app idea. Greetings, gents. Last episode, you discussed the underusage of the WoW Companion app. I completely agree, and I have the million-dollar idea on how you should use it. Archaeology in augmented reality. Just like Pokemon Go uses GPS to find and recover pieces, of different artifacts from WoW lore and from the already robust archaeology profession. There could be turn-in areas, in-game rewards, interaction with mobs like Murloc guards, and regional items. AR is somewhere in the future for gaming, and Blizzard could easily get into this new frontier. Thanks for the many hours of amazing WoW insight, Ray. This on the heels of that Harry Potter thing coming out yesterday, which is all right. I helped Hagrid get out of a spider web. That was
nice.
Yeah.
How did you manage that?
It had me look around. Okay, this is the truth. I was on a toilet. Okay, so I was on the shitter.
Nice. Yeah,
and
is this
said,
for the game? Did it specialize that you have to be on the shitter to do this next spell,
no,
Harry?
It did not do that, but I was just happened to be there. I fired it up, and it said, "Look around and see if you can find something." And I looked around, and in my bathroom was standing a full size Hagrid, but he was struggling because he was covered in spider webs.
I'm sure he was. Yeah, that's what that was. Oh, it was this white silvery sort of it's just draped all over him. He was just in my restroom.
Wonder what he was doing. That must have been spiders.
Great, Harry! Oh, I didn't hear you knock. Yeah, it's like, okay,
yeah,
thanks, Hagrid. Yeah.
It was a spooky ghost.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, ectoplasms everywhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Really good.
Oh, Harry, can you use your wand to clean me up? It's like, no.
You do a pretty good Hagrid. I'm not.
Well, it's because he's from Bristol.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Well,
the character. I don't know.
That would explain it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Robbie
That's
Coltrane.
That's the sound of where I'm from. But anyway.
Is it really? Yeah. Old people talk
like
that? It's
very hard to really suppress that.
Yeah.
Sadly, when I get drunk, which is quite often, it comes out. I start talking like that.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I
it's
love
fine because also they used the hobbits in Lord of the Rings. So we get to be either a giant wizard man or a tiny magic man.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
You got both. You got both.
The thing is,
covered.
So with Niantic, they've obviously got Pokemon Go and now Harry Potter. They're both made by the same guys. And they also have. The game they were based on.
Oh,
collection.
The one no one ever actually played.
Yeah, they're making Ingress. Yeah, they got like an animated anime coming of that or something weird.
And so everything's built off of that data. So they create the hotspots and how they populate the world. And this is the thing that I always kind of wondered how Blizzard would do.
Yeah.
Is how would they populate their world without having a game to just build it off of, and maybe they can just license it from Niantic. Maybe they can make it themselves. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were making one. I don't know if they still are. But I think they were playing around with this sort of idea, pet battles, things like that. You know, there's a lot you could do within the world of Azeroth.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine us going out for a raid? Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Oh! Divine shield, quickly, guys! Yeah, you know, like it's.
I thought I could, I could like do my skinning by finding roadkill.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I like that.
Why
I like
not?
That.
Yeah. Raccoon on the side of the road.
Yeah. Sorry, my phone's not recognizing it as dead. Oh no, you're right. It's still moving. Hey.
Jesus.
There you go.
Oh, that's
two leather straps. Oh my gosh. Let me
wash
my shoes.
Know. Less dark. You should be able to fish. You could fish. I mean, they're adding like magic.
We've been
water
asking
orbs.
Forever about being able to fish with our mobile app, and they make us go out to a damn river. My God, I might as well just fish.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, they're adding like those magic water orbs that spawn that you can fish in.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
in 8.2.
So, in
the app, you just like because like if you live in like I don't know Arizona or somewhere very dry and deserty, like that'd be cool. Like it just spawns into the world and you get your fishing on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure. Why not?
It's too much.
By the way, I texted somebody at Blizzard who I won't say names, but they said that because I had said something like. Oh, hey, is the employees still super into Pokemon Go? They're out there every day catching stuff in the campus and stuff like that. And they said,
and Corey Stockton replied,
"It wasn't Corey Stockton." He said, "Well, I guess now you know it's a he." He said, "Not so much anymore." And I said, "Why?" And he says, "The layoffs kind of messed all the teams up. Like, not meaning that they messed them up like they have PTSD and can't go play Pokemon Go. I mean, like the teams of Pokemon players." That they had going out and doing gym battles and all that stuff.
Oh, I see.
They lost key people across their little effort, and now they're not doing it much anymore. Which is
You mean like an uneven amount of people disappeared that were on either Instinct, Mystic, or Valor?
Yeah, it jacked it all up, and they were just. And it's also kind of sad. So they're like, well, I guess we're just not playing this as much as we used to. So.
Wow.
I don't know if that has any impact on whether
the
they're
real
on...
cost of layoffs, isn't it? I'm glad that we've been able to talk about that now.
I did too. We've gotten down to the gritty nitty of this whole thing. We got another email from Tim Brown who says, classic WoW and a gold farming issue. Says, hello, Scott and crew. I'm a fan of the show and have been listening on and off for many years now. Quick question. What is your thought on how Blizzard may handle gold farmers when they release classic WoW later in the year? I cannot see how the WoW token would work, as most people will have next to no gold. I feel the system works well in normal WoW, and I have used it as a gold sink in the past. Would be interesting to know your thoughts and what they would be on this. Thanks for the show, Tim. So in theory, it starts up a whole. It starts to open up a whole old thing, which was Chinese gold farmers, and that problem's pretty much gone away. It's still available. It's still a thing, but they've mitigated that over the years. They won't have a way to mitigate that. Like, this is raw ass.
Yeah, not to the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it back, essentially. Yeah.
So the thing is this obviously was part of the game. It's part of the authentic vanilla experience.
I was playing Path of Exile this past week and literally loaded up a character, and then the public chat was just like, you know, free orbs, leveling service, you know, delivered within 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, man, holy crap, I remember these. Like, this is cool. These still exist. But that's what happens in games. And it costs Blizzard an obscene amount of money policing the hacks. Because if you hack into my bank, the police will get involved.
Right.
You hack into my Warcraft account, nobody cares. Mm. And so if you're going to steal from someone online, what are you going to do? Hack a bank and go to prison, hack someone's WoW account and get money. Mm. Like, you know, that's why it's such a lucrative thing.
Yeah.
And so Blizzard has to, you know, double bubble wrap us. I had an authenticator on my WoW account before I had it on my bank account. My bank only kind of in the past few years have they brought out, you know, authentication apps.
Same.
Two-step.
Yeah.
And, you know, WoW was always at the forefront of that because it's such an expensive problem. They used to give away authenticators for free because they were like, hey, if you have this, you save us customer service issues.
Please, for the love of God, put this on your account. Here's a free authenticator. Here's extra bag slots in your
bag. Exactly. And that's the thing. So Ian told me about those bag slots a couple of Gamescom ago, like before they were announced. And he's like, you're the only person I've told about this, so don't leak it. So I was like, ah, shit. Yeah. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, obviously it's in the game now and it is an incentive. Like literally 4 extra bag slots as part of your backpack across all characters. That's amazing. Mm. But if you do that to vanilla... This wasn't how it was. You can't give everyone 4 extra bags. That's not how it was. Mm. You know, you think you do, but you don't. You can't change that game. Mm. So all they can do is hope people use two-step, but people are going to be get hacked all the time. People will get it again.
It'll be less unless they're coming back and they just don't authenticate. Like, there'll be less of this because a lot of these are accounts of people who already have an account, already have authentication, and are just running vanilla alongside everything else on the launcher. So in theory, it should be less of a problem, certainly less numbers.
And so then you just get the normal amount of gold farming, which is annoying when you're trying to go to Karazhan and farm some stuff and there's a mage just, you know, going around, or hunter normally, you know, just, you know, a bot running.
Yeah.
But those aren't as disruptive as when your account gets hacked. Michael, so that's what we're going to have to live
with. Do you think we're going to have all kinds of random chat in like zones where it's like, hey, number one gold seller, good time. And then a link. You think we'll have that? All right.
Yeah, of course.
I guess
because
so.
Because it will exist. It's money. Hmm. It made a lot of people a lot of money in the past. Mm-hmm. Blizzard, by getting in on the game themselves, it's kind of like Washington State with, you know, weed. They're like, we have made so much money selling weed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we are fantastic drug dealers. Mm-hmm. One of the world's biggest weed growers in the world are the UK. And it's not even legal here, but we grow it for all the medical uses and stuff. So for the medicines.
Sure, that's all.
But it's that sort of thing where, like, you know, Blizzard can just instantly beat gold farming in the live game because they set the price. The players, everyone's doing it. It's just not profitable for people to do it as they did or not on the same scale. But because they can't do that on Classic, there's a real opportunity. And what I'm saying, Scott, is let's go three ways. Garrett, you're in on this as well.
Okay.
Patrick's off.
All right.
We start our own instance gold. Okay. And it's like, why buy from China when you can support an American business with a British influence? You know, I'll do the classy stuff. Don't worry. I'll be like the Bond villain and stuff like that. Americans love it. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we can do it and we can be called, you know, instant gold or gold bond. And, you know, I like it. We all wear tuxedos and you can get your gold on any server within 6 to 8 months. We will farm that for you. One of us for the low price of $20.
Oh, okay.
Gold.
All right. I'm in. Sign me up for your plan, for your Ponzi scheme.
We got our own business.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can go to China and get the cheap knockoff gold.
Yeah.
Or you can support an honest American business and we will go out and farm it with real, you know, organically farmed. Like, we're only eating good food. You know, I think there's an opportunity there.
Where were you 6 months ago when we were really putting our heads together about how can we monetize the instance? Because now we've got the answer.
That's the thing. We skip that and we say, look, guys, we want to give you what you want, and that's gold.
Good Lord.
So, you know, it's going to be more expensive. Of course it is. It's a proper, you know, ethically sourced gold, I think. I think it's going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Get on that wagon now, folks, while you can. And huge thanks to Tim in the UK for your email. Oh, he's from your neck of the woods. That was very nice. Thank you, Tim Brown. Mm-hmm. It's just sound like an American guy, but look at me assuming things I shouldn't. If you want to send in your own emails to the show, it's simple and easy. Theinstance@gmail.com. That's theinstance@gmail.com. And that, folks, is going to do it for the show. Patrick's not here to say goodbye, but I would recommend people check out FrenchSpin.com because there's great shows over there. Patrick does good work and also makes irrational arguments on other shows. So check that out. Just kidding, Patrick. It's a joke. I don't think you make irrational arguments, and I love you.
I do.
I'd hug you now if you were here. I'd hug you is what I'd do.
Oh, it would be nice. That would be nice.
Wouldn't it? A nice warm Patrick hug? Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
You can just feel the scarf.
It's wonderful. It's mostly scarf.
It's not the scarf you're feeling, he says. Oh.
Yeah. I like it. Also, Garrett over there at amove.tv, anything this week people should check out, sir?
Yeah, man. I mean, as always, there's Angry Chicken, there's End of the Nexus, and I put out a new episode of my solo show, R2-T2, where I talked about that new Star Wars game, you know, Jedi Fallen Order that's coming out, because it looks bad, but apparently they only showed us, like, not the game that it is. Mm, so,
great.
Yeah.
Are you going to BlizzCon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to do Edge of the Galaxy or whatever it's called.
Oh, Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah. I want to build a lightsaber. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more excited about that than BlizzCon as well. And I'm pretty excited about BlizzCon.
I'm pretty stoked, but yeah, Sunday after.
Exactly.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't care how busy it is on Dapper Day. I'm getting.
Yeah. Is it Dapper Day?
Sunday after BlizzCon is always Dapper Day.
What is Dapper Day? What does that even mean?
People dress up like in like 1950s. Is it 50s? 30s?
I think it's like 50s. They're like classy. 50 style clothes.
Oh. Classy.
Okay, you don't have to do that though, right?
You don't have to.
Because it's the only time I tend to go. It's like, is that what people do here? Is this the whole Disney thing?
If you only ever go to Disneyland the Sunday after BlizzCon, you probably think people who attend Disneyland are weird.
How they do it weirdly, man.
Do those people
wear some mouse ears or something?
Do those people do like Splash Mountain and stuff in those clothes? Like,
some of them do. Yeah, man. Like, it is cool if you go to, you know, Disneyland, not California Adventure, and you're actually on Main Street USA because they look like they belong.
Mm.
Like,
it's very confusing.
Appropriate buildings. It's kind of cool. And a bunch of people do that style clothing, but riffs on Disney characters, and they get super creative with it.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll see. I do want to do it. I just cannot stand the even thinking about what that crowd is. Oh, my Lord. Like, you're just going to be sardines.
It's busy. But we still have a good time. We go. It's, you know, you just got to pick your battles. Usually we look at Space Mountain and go, nah, you can just ride it back home in Florida.
So my battle that I'm going to pick is going to be with a Sith Lord, and I'm going to defeat them with my own blade.
Well, the only color crystal to pick is red, so you can battle me, sir.
Oh, here we go.
You can choose.
I don't know what type of crystal I get.
Which ones can you? I assume you can choose blue, green, or red. Purple? Okay.
So when you build your own lightsaber, you can pick green, blue, purple, or red. But out in the park, there are more crystals you can buy that have more unique colors. You can get a yellow one. You can get white crystals.
White's just clear, surely. That's just light.
there's a very specific character from the Clone Wars and Rebels that has white blades.
Oh, right. Oh, cool. Can you get a black one? Can you do the void saber thing?
There is a black crystal, but it doesn't give you a black blade.
No, it's just... That's impossible.
I just found out yesterday that for the stores that sell the other colors that you can't get from the building experience, they also sell the regular colors, and they're in little capsules like a blind box, but you know what color you're getting. But there's a small chance if you buy a red crystal, it will actually be black.
Wow.
Can you take it back then and say, sorry, I ordered a red crystal.
And then say,
no, that's
crazy
super
person.
Rare, man. That's crazy. Yes. Yeah. Can I swap it, though? Because I would like a red one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah. You can also put the crystals in the holocrons, and then, like, if you got a good one, you'll hear, like, whispers from, like, Obi-Wan or Yoda, but if you have a bad one, you'll hear, like, dark side stuff.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Dark side stuff.
Yes. Yes, I hope that's all he says.
That's what he says. Hello there. It's like, oh, cool.
Hi, holocron.
Oh, my Lord. All right, well.
Anyway, I'm excited. So we can do like an instance thing as well.
Yeah, we'll figure. Yeah. BlizzCon should be, I mean, if all the rumors are true and these leaks are true, it should be pretty rad. I guess. I hope so.
I really want an auto chess from Blizzard now more than ever, just because I want to watch Patrick's face.
Oh, I do
well,
too.
Well, I told
dude.
You it'd take at least another 3 months. You know, they didn't know about it. They only just found out. Hello.
I
think that's a good impression.
My whole it is, but also I would just say my whole argument earlier today could be just summed up by saying, why can't we have both? That's the whole argument I'm making. We can have both. You can have your polish, and you can have your quickie. You can have them at the same time.
You want a quickie?
I want a quickie, and I want to polish it off.
TLDR, Scott wants a quickie.
All right. Anyway, amove.tv. Go check that out. That was a long way of saying that. Also, frogpants.com, of course. Terpster over there, the Yogscast, always something cool going on. The_T on Twitter. Yep. His dad bod is no longer. You basically now have like workout.
Got new shirts, though. You can have it. Look.
Look at that. Father figure.
It's the new dad bod. It's, you know, you progress.
You're too muscly.
I've also got another one that says stronger, faster father.
Whoa.
You know, exactly. It's all plays on words around being a dad, yeah. But also having a body. I'm really kind of trying to find a niche there.
Is it weird that I sleep when I sleep at night? I have an old Nerdtacular picture of you where you were a little softer, a little more doughy, and I just keep it by me all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Is that normal? That's okay.
Say, and you one day he'll be back like that. Don't worry. I know how much he likes cake. I do really like cake.
This is only temporary. It's only temporary.
Yeah, exactly. He will crumble with time like the rest of us.
Well, you're making us all.
My headstone will read, sausage did him in.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're inspiring everybody. You're inspiring a generation of gamers to get off their ass.
Hopefully I will.
Good job
on
that.
And they can join me in my lightsaber combat.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Wargus, they will not announce BlizzMeebos at this BlizzCon. I guarantee you that.
Could you imagine? Oh, that'd be really good.
They've come close enough. They made a Diablo, an actual Diablo amiibo. That was close enough for me.
That's close enough.
Hold on.
Scott wins.
No. You don't get two BlizzCons in a row where you get to run around BlizzCon yelling, I was right! You already got that moment, Scott.
I did, and I won't do it anymore. That was last year. That was my only chance. I promise I will not pound that down anymore. No,
it's gonna happen again, but they're going to do a full range.
Never forget, America. Never forget. All right, that's it for the show. Thank you all for listening. It's been a blast, as usual. TheInstance.net and frogpants.com for everything else. It's going to do it for us, for all of me, for all of them, and for all of you. We'll see you next time.
Blizzard seeks player input on how to handle Horde tensions. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. With all the turmoil during the tumultuous reign of Garrosh Hellscream as Warchief and the successful revolt that deposed him, members of the Horde could well be forgiven for wanting some peace and quiet. This being the world of Warcraft, that was, of course, impossible. First came defeating the Legion at the price of Vol'jin's life. Then, barely a moment after they said, how can we use all these frequent flyer miles we earned going to Argus and back, Sylvanas Windrunner invoked her powers as Warchief to launch a new war on the Alliance in an all-out battle for Azeroth. But many in the Horde were troubled at Windrunner's strategy. Ruthlessness is something the Horde can embrace. Dishonor, however, was a march too far for them. First Sourfang vanished, with a price on his head. Then Bane disappeared, with rumors that he was either killed or has been imprisoned somewhere for going against the Warchief. Who would be the next to say, no more? Today, Blizzard, in an effort to maintain interest in an expansion growing longer in the tooth, announced a player poll to decide that very question. The potential objector has been a stalwart of the Horde, leading its foray into Stormsong Valley. But working with the Lillian Voss on a recent mission for the Warchief has brought doubts to this hero. Will he join those who refuse to walk the path Sylvanas demands be taken? Vote now in the referendum known as Rexar It.
Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Please unplug Buxley before leaving. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about mining. Dear Buxley, I was out mining the other day, and right after the node disappeared, someone else came up, swung their axe at the place where the ore used to be, even though there wasn't anything there. What's going on? You've encountered the Mining Intern League. The person you saw is a brand new league member, known as a miner. Those people are told to run out, mimic swinging a mining pick every time they see someone else trying to mine ore. That's how they learn how to mine. You might have even encountered a more advanced league miner, known as a major miner. These folks will swing an axe in a mining node, pretend to gather ore, but leave the mining node intact for you. You'll encounter all kinds of different league members. Some members of the Mining Intern League are very young, and they have pet birds that go out with them. Some of those birds can even speak. So if you're out mining and you see a child with a bird practicing their mining skills, you know you've run into one of the Mining Intern League's miners. Thanks for your question! If you'd like to see what I'm up to every day, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter. You can listen to the archives at AskBuxley.com. Mining is money, friend!
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.